Slow down, you move too fast.
Oh, welcome, Reading. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. If you would like to call in today, the call-in number is 605-4567. Well, we got our weather back, you know. It looks like it's going to be spectacular out today. Good time to get out and see what's grown since we were out there last. My goodness, my weeds, they're just so motivated. You know, next week we're going to have a show about exercise. Every now and then we try to do an exercise show. And some of the information I try to bring you about exercise, some of it is sort of difficult. Some of it's kind of medium. Some of it is about how little you can do and still reap the benefits of exercise. You know, for example, at 3 minutes of exercise a day, your brain starts to get more oxygen. So with more oxygen, you know, you can learn things, your curiosity peaks, you start to have a little more energy. So just getting a little more oxygen, that starts to happen at 3 minutes of moving around. So for some of us, we've been trapped in our houses, it's been raining, it's been cold, we've had the fireplace on, and it's time to start thinking about moving around. So next week, we're going to talk about moving around, a little exercise with our guests. And today in the studio, we have Dairyman Mark Duven Vorden. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Trudy.
Good morning. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Well, gosh, you know, our topic today is raw milk, the benefits of raw milk, and where you can get it locally. And you are right here in Cottonwood.
That's true.
And how long have you been here?
Since 1963. My parents came and immigrated from Holland, and we started a dairy back then.
Okay. And you're on Bowman Road or
Bowman
Gas?
Road,
okay, Bowman.
South end of Cottonwood, Bowman Road. First road is Draper Road to your right, and follow it out.
Follow it out, and you're out there. And then how many acres are you on?
We're on 56 acres and right up against Cottonwood Creek.
Boy, oh boy. Okay, and so that is all grassland right now, right?
It's pasture.
Pasture,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then how many cows do you have?
Currently, I'm milking between 30 and 40.
And how long does that take?
Well, we... you know, we start milking in the morning around 6 o'clock, and it takes me a couple hours to get through the milking and the normal chores of, you know, I have to go out in the field and bring the cows in, you know, and for the milking, and you go through the milking, and then there's wash up after that.
So when you go get the cows, like where, how do you herd them up, or what do you do?
I go on out in the field with my three-wheeler.
Oh,
and,
okay. That's fancy.
Yeah, it's a little better than back in the past when you had to walk out there and basically with a flashlight and go find them.
Yeah.
But, they know the routine. Once they get up and get going, they know where to go. And when you do it twice a day, they pretty much know what to do.
Okay. And so then you use like a milking machine? And
mm-hmm. I have 8 machines, so I can milk 8 cows at a time. Milk cows, and it takes about 5 minutes per cow to milk them.
Oh.
They vary on the, you know, the cow themselves. Each cow is different, but on average about 5 minutes, and the milk goes from the cow to the through a filter and into the tank within a few minutes, and it gets cooled down to 36 degrees.
To 36 degrees. Okay, and it's coming out of the cow. How warm is it coming out?
Body temperature for a cow is 101.4, so you're cooling it down quite a bit, but it's key to keeping that milk in a good state.
Yeah, tip-top shape.
Yeah.
Now, how much milk do you get with each milking? You're doing a morning milking and an evening milking.
I'm averaging around 5 gallons a day per cow.
Wow. Is that a lot, or?
It's good. It's
See,
good.
I don't know.
No, it's good for pasture.
That just sounds like a lot. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, well, you know what? This is radio, and we're going to take our first break. So, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we'll be right back after this message.
Don Stett for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A letter from a customer. Gary wrote, "After a collision, my car steered erratically on mountain roads. The shop doing the repair replaced the frame, but it still steered erratically, not to mention the hassle of trying to get them to do it right." He said, "It irritated me when you said you would charge me just to examine my car. I had second thoughts about spending any more money on it. You explained, you did not just look at a car and guess. You compared the measurements to the factory specifications and put together a report. Well, it was the best money I ever spent. You found the problem, repaired it, and now my car drives great. Well, Gary, we appreciate the platter of delicious cookies you delivered a few days later, but we can't take all the credit. You ultimately had to make the decision yourself. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Whatever your reason for shopping Kent's Meats and Groceries in Airport Road, whether for their Prather Ranch certified natural USDA inspected choice beef grown with no hormones or antibiotics, locally grown regular and organic produce, or Kathy's Deli sandwiches, salads, and specialty deli items made fresh daily, now there is a whole other reason to shop at Kent's. Check out the new deli case full of specialty imported and domestic cheeses and Kent's own fresh made smoked old fashioned franks and sausages, including cheddarwurst, jalapeno, bratwurst, linguica, Cajun style, and beef stick snacks. The selection is, well, just plain terrific. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and beef jerky. If you're checking out the deli case in the meat counter and don't know what you want, just ask. The great folks at Kent's Meats will be glad to cut and wrap to your special order. After all, that's what Kent's Meats and Groceries are all about. You, the customer. Kent's staff is there to serve you 7 days a week. Meat, produce, grocery items, spirits, libations, gas, diesel, and propane. You'll find it all at Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Oh, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And you know, in our studio today, we have Mark Duvin-Vorden from Cottonwood, Bowman Road, exactly. Actually, out on Draper Road, right? Mm-hmm. So kind of down
off
at the end, off of Bowman. And, you know, you have this fabulous dairy, and you've got, you know, 30-ish cows. How mm-hmm. many? How many?
Between 30 and 40.
Between 30 and 40. And you sell milk to a couple of places. Tell us what you do.
Well, the bulk of my milk goes to the Land O'Lakes cheese plant in Orland, and I've been doing that for 6 years. And then the smaller part of it is going to my cow share program, which I started a year ago because there was a need for people wanting raw milk. And it was a way for them to obtain raw milk through me, through the cow share program, which I provide.
Okay. And tell us what a cow share program is, because I bet 99% of our listeners don't know what that is.
It's really simple. Basically, what it is that I sell a share in my herd that is equal to 1 gallon of milk per cow, and it entitles the consumer who buys a cow share to that 1 gallon of milk or more, depending on what they need for their family. And the terms are flexible as far as that goes, but it's a way for them to obtain raw milk, because I have the facility and the place to do this, and the way I grow the milk with the cows on pasture is in a way that is agreeable with the people that are looking for raw milk.
Okay, so what we know about cow shares or California law is that you can own your own cow and you can get raw milk from your cow, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Now a lot of us don't have room in our yard, or we're just not capable of doing that. So what we can do legally is we can own a little bit of your cow. Okay.
Exactly.
And so we're sort of legally owning your cow a little bit, a chunk, right? A share.
Yes.
Okay, and then we're basically going to get our own milk at
mm-hmm.
your place.
Exactly.
All right. So yeah. Now the people who do that, how often do they show up, or what's the deal there?
Well, basically once a week, and you know, depending on what you're getting, I fill up the jars depending on the day they want to pick up, and they come and pick up their milk after 11 o'clock in the morning. Anytime thereafter, they're welcome to come in and pick up out of the fridge. The jars will be filled up, and then what they do is they replace the jars they pick up with empty ones for the next week. And so it's on a rotational basis, and I do it on the honor system, and it's
what does
pretty
that
simple.
Mean? What does that mean? Like,
well,
they have this big glass jar. Okay.
Yeah,
and so
gallon
they're taking
glass,
home a big gallon glass
yeah, gallon,
jar.
Most of them do gallon glass jars. Okay. I also do some half gallons.
Okay.
And I'm flexible with You know, everybody wants things a little bit different or for whatever they need it for. And whatever works. And so, but the glass jars, gallon glass jars work the best because it's easy when the cream separates naturally to the top. I have a lot of customers that will, you know, they will skim the cream and they can make butter or do whatever they want to do. Kind of gives them control over how they do, what they do with their milk. You know, if they want to take the cream off and have a lower fat in their milk, they can do that, you know. And,
or if they want whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Or butter, or, if they want to collect it.
Yeah,
to make
whatever
butter, yeah.
Whatever it is that they're trying to do. I even have some that are trying to make cheese.
Great.
So it gives them options.
Now, when you say the honor system, I mean, so they're not knocking on your door. They show up.
They show up at their convenience after 11. They pick up their milk. They put the money in the door in the fridge, and they're on their way.
Okay. So that sounds pretty easy. So
simple.
Then they don't have to have called you four times. They just get to swing in, get their milk, drop off their jar, and go on their merry way.
Yeah, and I think that just adds to the CowShare program as being part owner. You know, you're free to come in and pick up your milk and be on your way.
Oh, I love it. And then, you know, for those kind of just tuning in or becoming aware of raw dairy, you know, what the things that we love about it, really, we don't have a bunch of hormones. You know, if people listen to this show, they know we're trying to get people off of all these added hormones and lower the cancer risk. And so so just the fact that there are no added hormones or antibiotic residues, you know, we have a tendency to build up a resistance to antibiotics. So if we were to really need them, you know, we're already resistant to most of the antibiotics. So the fact that they're already getting that by choosing your milk is huge, you know, already a fabulous move toward health. And then also when you have those live enzymes in there, you know, you can digest milk better. And we know that a lot of people have milk digestive problems, you know, lots of problems digesting dairy.
That's true.
And so when you've got the enzyme still alive, you know, that's how milk, we've been drinking milk for thousands and thousands of years. It's been alive. We've only really been killing off those enzymes since the 1800s. So it's kind of one of the new things we've tried to do to improve things that took our health step in the wrong direction, you know. So we're coming back, you know, to a lot of these principles of living that just make you a little healthier. And so
yeah I think it's getting back to the way nature intended it to be, you
and it keeps, you know, you were saying that you have a lot of customers that are part of sort of the homeschool crowd or people who watched the movie Food Inc. And you said you haven't actually watched that movie yet. And I'm curious to see what you think, but it's really causing a revolution across this country. And, you know, locally, you know, they packed the building where they showed the movie, you know, back in, I don't remember what month that was, but it's a few months back. And so, you know, a lot of people couldn't even get in the door. So Reading came out in droves to see that movie. And it's still, I'm emailed often about, hey, have I seen this movie? You know, and so it really, however they put that movie together, it really got into the brain of Americans. And I love that. So cleaning up the food supply. You know, the other thing you have going for you is that your cows are out on pasture. And so we know that, you know, part of the natural diet of a cow is grass, right?
Yes, forage, and it agrees with their stomachs, and it works together the way God made them to be.
Yeah.
You know, and you get the benefit out of that, what I call liquid sun.
Liquid sunshine,
milk,
I know, yeah.
And especially during pasture season, and on all the omega 3s and 6s that are in the milk too, all the beneficial parts that come from being out on pasture, and it's a natural thing for a cow to eat grass, and what you get from that is good.
Yeah, and I know that you know, when a cow is outside, which it's become famous to have a cow raised indoors these days, and so outside you get sunshine, and if you're on grass you get high vitamin A, and so you know, we get the vitamin D from the sun, vitamin A, and then, you know, these are the nutrients that are so much lower in the human being than they used to be a couple hundred years ago. And so that when we can start bouncing those nutrients up, then, you know, amazing things happen to the human being.
Exactly. So, and boost our immune systems.
Yeah, so I know. We'll come back and talk about how much work this is for you, but we love that you're doing it. So we're going to take a radio break here, and this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen 2010.
The liberal politicians in Sacramento have a plan to end California's two-thirds vote requirement to raise taxes. And Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is fighting them every step of the way. I'm John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. The message of the Tea Party movement across California is that government is too big and it spends far too much. Safeguarding the two-thirds vote, an important part of Proposition 13, is the strongest tool taxpayers have for reining in government spending. Howard Jarvis championed this message 30 years ago. And you know who was standing right by his side? Jim Nielsen. A true fiscal conservative, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen represents just the kind of responsible leadership California taxpayers urgently need in Sacramento. Please join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association Political Action Committee in supporting Jim Nielsen for State Assembly.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning.
Hey, Reading, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. And we have dairyman Mark Duvenvoorden in the studio today, and he is a dairyman from Cottonwood. And Mark, welcome back. You know, I want to start giving out your phone number and, you know, so people can find you. And so Mark's number is 227-5565. And are there other ways they can find you? Do you have a website, or is it mostly this phone number?
Mostly people talking.
Mostly people talking.
The customers talking and word of mouth. And like with the homeschool network, it's people talking and, you know, spreading the word.
Okay. So for listeners who maybe don't have a pencil, they're totally welcome to call my office or email me, and we can give out your phone number. And so I'm going to give that again. It's 227-5565. And so let's talk more about this cow share idea. So we've learned that people, they sort of own a piece of your cow, and then what are the rules of the road there? How does it go from there?
Well, basically, the cow share itself is $20 per cow share, and you can buy as many shares as you need to obtain however many gallons of milk you want. And then there's a $5 maintenance fee per gallon of milk when you pick that up. And basically, when you do that, you're just paying me to take care of your animal. It's pretty much the same as if you were boarding a horse.
Okay.
And I take care of the animal, and you obtain that milk that you need, and from that cow share.
So what is that costing roughly a gallon? I mean, if you were to break it down like that, because what you're describing sounds really
high.
Well,
the cost of the gallon of milk works out to $5 a gallon.
Okay, so if people don't know, that's a screaming deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you were to buy raw milk at the health food store, it's closer to $12 a gallon.
And yeah, so, even a little bit more.
Even a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so here, people can buy, they can get their gallon of, their big glass gallon of
mm-hmm.
milk. Okay. And so then, and they can sign up for really like a gallon a month, or, I mean,
they can do
as much or as little, or?
Yeah. I'm flexible, and I'm happy to fill whatever need they have, you know, and and I work with them, you know, and if they, you know, if they start out with 1 gallon and they find out they need to increase, then that's good. We'll increase and adjust and go from there.
Okay.
It's really easy.
And you're saying also, you were telling me earlier that, you know, if someone tries it for 3 months and they're just like, this is not me, I just, you know, then they can quit. Like, you're really flexible.
You're here to work with people.
No, yeah.
I don't hold that against anybody. You know, this is about choice. And all I'm trying to do is provide something that's good for them. And if they make, find out that it's not, then I'm okay with that. You know, that's, it's all about them and taking care of them.
And when did you get into, like, when did you decide you wanted to go into the dairy business?
Well, I knew from a very young age that that's what I wanted to do, actually when I was 4 years old already. But, you know, through the years, being with my dad and growing up and working with him side by side and learning from him, my heart was always there, and that's where it's led me to being here today and doing what I'm doing. And actually, with the CowShare program, it's the first time in my life that I actually really feel a purpose in what I'm doing.
Good, because I would think it would be really rewarding, you know, when you're playing such a big role in the health of your customers.
My favorite part of the CowShare program is getting to talk with all my different customers and getting to know them individually and listening to their stories and why they're doing it. I learn from them.
And I bet you get a lot of different reasons why people are working that hard to find good, clean food.
Oh, exactly, yes. It gives me more incentive to do even a better job with what I'm doing. And I feel a real sense of purpose with what I'm doing as to do my best and do the right thing for them and to give them the confidence in what they're getting from me.
Now, you were telling us a little story earlier on before we started about kind of, you know, your little dream book of writing down in a book what it is you wanted to be when you grow up. What, tell us, share with our listeners what you would write down when you were very young.
Yeah, well, during, in the school years, you know, I'm sure some people have had those kind of scrapbooks where you keep your notes in from, you know, every year of school that, you know, you keep your report card and tests and what have you. And then there's some questions on there asking, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, when you look in mine, every year it would be dairyman, you know, be a dairy farmer.
Yeah.
So I just, it was in me at a young age.
I'd have to say so. I'd say you're living the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We're going to be taking a break here, and we'll be right back with a little bit more with Mark in right after these messages.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Mozart toast, these are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping and the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality.
When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively. Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Just, well, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to my show, Positively Healthy. And you know, we're always trying to come up with new ideas, ways you can get a little healthier, tiny changes that are low impact, that dramatically impact the way your body works, the way you think, the way you feel. And today, our dairyman, Mark Duvenvoorden, is here. And, you know, he's taught us just how easy it is to go get raw milk from his dairy in Cottonwood. And it sounds completely convenient to show up and, you know, go to his, is it your barn refrigerator?
In my milk barn.
Yeah, so they're going to pull their car up, open the door to the milk barn, walk in. I mean, it's kind of almost self-serve. And
Yeah, basically.
So that is about as convenient, really.
Yeah, you know, the main thing I do with the jars, I fill them up for them. I take care of all that, filling the jars. And all they have to do is just walk in and open the fridge, get their jar with their name on it, and they're on their way.
That's slick. Yeah. And so, you know, that puts us back in touch with this idea that matters a lot to you. You know, you were saying that kind of you feel more purpose than you've had before with this whole idea of connecting with your consumer.
Yes, I never really felt it the way I do now with the CalShare program, is that being able to talk with them and getting to know them and what their needs are, and finding out that how important it is to them, that they're making a choice for their own health and trying to do something that's good also for the local community by buying local, the idea of buying local. And I say that, for all farmers, whatever it is you're doing, for the consumer, get to know your farmer. Get to know how he grows his food or her food. And get that relationship between the farmer and the consumer back together again. And it's something that's been missing for quite a few years now. There's a disconnect in society today as to where the food really comes from. And so if you have that relationship with your farmer, you gain peace of mind knowing that he's trying to do the right thing.
You know, I love that. And another thing, too, is, you know, we make such a big deal out of buying local. But, you know, sometimes when it comes to milk, you kind of stand there and you think, do I really know where to go get? Who are our local dairymen? And we just sort of might move on over and buy our raw milk elsewhere, when really, more than anything, we'd like to support you and those providing raw milk. But, you know, so part of my job is to get the word out. You know, you kind of always need a little help with a go-between.
And that definitely does help. Word of mouth does help. And I have some new customers just recently, I didn't know you were there. I didn't even know you were around.
Yeah.
And I've only been doing this for about a year now, but the word of mouth and just people that are like-minded in what they're trying to do as far as their health goes are the ones that are finding me. They'll find me,
mm-hmm.
one way or another. They'll find me, and it's just been going from there, continually growing.
And you know, you were saying that one of the ways that people get sort of on the bus, so to speak, is that they might have a glass of raw milk at a friend's house,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, "Wow, mm-hmm. that's milk." You know,
yeah.
There's just that memory we all have that when we have, real milk, it's just like you have some kind of ancestral connection of like, "Oh yes, this is milk."
Yeah,
I remember
and,
this.
And when it comes to the younger generation, and when they hear from grandma or grandpa, that's how milk used to be.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's what it
they grew up
like.
With that.
Yeah.
And And so the older generation remembers. It's the younger generation that doesn't know.
Right, right. And so you are definitely filling a need for a lot of different things, something mm-hmm. that's been missing. So part of what you want to do here, we're in our last little segment here, is that you really want to invite people to you know, think about this whole cow share idea and invite them. They can come and have a tour of your dairy, right?
Yes, they can. They can call me. You know, our farm is a place. I always say it's a gathering place. You know, for family, friends, you know, people that we don't even know, but people that are interested in possibly getting raw milk, you can come on out. You know, visit, take a look around, see what I do. Ask questions. And make up your own minds, you know, as to if that's something you want to do. And it's all about choice.
I love choice. And also, your fabulous wife, Lori, is here in the studio. And she didn't really want to be on today, but she, you know, you would both take someone through a tour of your dairy.
Yeah, and she does a real good job of that and has always been real supportive, you know, with what I'm doing. And she knows just as much as I do, you know, as far as the benefits and, mm-hmm. and as far as what goes on with the farm. So,
okay. Well, I want to give your phone number again, and the number is 227-5565, and we've said kind of several times here you're off of Bowman Road. That's the second Cottonwood exit, mm-hmm. and then you're down that a ways, like off of Draper.
It's only a quarter mile off of I-5,
okay.
And the first road you ride is Draper Road, so it's really easy to get to.
Piece of cake, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for coming on today. It was just fabulous, fabulous information.
You're welcome.
And yeah, so keep up the good work.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be back right after these messages.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything until I heard about pre-planning your own final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Bye. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make
Welcome back, Reading. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR. In the studio today, in our second little chunk of our second segment here, we have Michael Chytowski. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Trudy.
Hi. You know, Michael's one of our sponsors. We have two sponsors, and, you know, I've said this before, but I kind of like to make a big deal out of it, and that is, you know, when I decided to have this show, there were two sponsors that I really wanted, because when you're going to talk up sponsors, you better know the core person. You know, you're kind of putting your own reputation out on the line to promote someone and say they're great. And so Michael owns East Earth Tradewinds, and he's an acupuncturist Washington. He's just one of the greatest people around. And so, Michael, you're on today to share a really cool thing that's going to happen here.
Yeah, there's a seminar in Qigong, and Qigong is a Chinese exercise. A lot of people think about Chinese medicine as acupuncture and herbs, but there's a whole different segment of it, which is physical exercise. So a lot of people know about Tai Chi, which is a slow motion exercise, and this is just another thing that's happening, and it's going to happen in Reading on next weekend on the 5th and 6th of June.
Extraordinary.
So I'll tell you about it a little bit. There's Qigong. Like I said, it's a Chinese exercise. It goes back probably over 1,000 years. This particular exercise that's being taught has a history going back about 1,300 years. It's a kind of a passive exercise. It's more meditative than aerobic. But what it does is help restore your health. In fact, Qigong is used in Chinese hospitals in China to help restore health. People who are sick or have chronic diseases are taught Qigong exercises. A lot of breathing is done in the exercises. It's kind of controlled with slight movements, maybe of the arms or legs, or maybe kind of like a seated sort of meditative posture. What's interesting about this particular workshop is that it's done by a Chinese gentleman who's 92 years old, and he's been practicing for over 70 years. There's a lot of people learning Qigong nowadays, or teaching it, I should say, that have learned from a friend, from a friend, from a videotape, from a book.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, and this one came from...
This is the real deal.
This is the real deal, yeah. Yeah, he was trained in China in a Taoist monastery, probably like in the early 1930s, 1920s. Like I said, he's 92. He's been doing this for over 70 years. And it's kind of a really rare occasion to have him teach. There's virtually nobody that age teaching this. He's kind of, I think you've talked about Jack LaLanne before.
Yes.
He's like a really good role model for how to be healthy in life. And he's the Chinese version of that. It's like you do these Chinese exercises and maintain your health. Sifu Lu was here. We call him Sifu. Sifu means teacher. It's a Cantonese word for teacher. So, and the respectful name for him is Sifu Lu. But he came here 2 years ago when he was 90 and taught a workshop. And one thing that I was impressed with is that he could sit down on the floor on a cushion and get back up without assistance. And there's not many 90-year-olds that I've ever seen, or I think he's probably the only one that I've ever seen that can sit down and get up from the floor and sit cross-legged.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of 30-year-olds who can't.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope I don't drop something. If I end up down there, I'm not certain I can get up.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are like that. But I think because he's practiced this for so long, it's made a part of his lifestyle, and he's kind of a living example of what this can do for you, how it can help prevent disease or increase your health, improve your health.
Wow.
And maintain your health. And that's one thing that we all need to do as we get older. And speaking of getting older, it's like when you're 20, I mean, you're getting older.
Right.
But you need to do this throughout your life and, you know, watch diet, like you're just talking about milk and, you know, having good foods in your body, or going like to the farmer's market today. There's a lot of big crowd out there, and people should be doing that. But you need, you know, food, exercise, and just a good, healthy lifestyle. And in the end, to me, it's the quality of life. You know, you want to live long, but you still want to be able to function. You don't want to, you know, be limited in what you can do.
Right. So you want to live longer, not just be alive, right?
Yeah. So this is an opportunity to learn these exercises. It's a series of six exercises. It's called Cloud Hands. And he teaches it over 2 days. There's 4 hours each day on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be, there's a meeting room next to Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop.
That's a great meeting room. I've been there.
Yeah, I haven't been there, but I've heard it's,
it's really
very
nice,
big and clean, and it's good, you know,
nice
good
lighting.
Location.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this workshop, it's sponsored by John and Janet Price, and John's phone number is 524-6942. I'll repeat that. It's 524-6942. And you can call him, that's his cell phone. You can call him to register, get more information. Or people can drop by my store at East Earth Tradewinds in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center, and I can give them a poster or more information on the seminar. But I would highly recommend anybody who has an interest in maintaining their health, or people who've done Tai Chi or martial arts or things like that, to take advantage of this class while they can.
You know, when I think about any conferences I've been to on health, there's always ends up being a Qigong component. You know, like if you really want to be healthy, you really need to start bringing a little bit of Qigong or something of that nature into your own personal practice. And so, you know, part of our Western approach, I mean, this is so easy for people to now include into we've had such a shift in what is normal now. And so Qigong used to be something where maybe, you know, it just was a little bit outside of what was normal for people. And now when you see people doing these nice, slow movements that are these restorative movements, they just make sense now. And is that what you found?
Yeah, it's real good. And just to explain to people, the word qi means like energy circulating through your body. Gong kind of translates as work. So it's like working with your energy. And by doing that, you know, it helps kind of relax your nervous system, help with your blood flow, things like that. It's amazing how you can do something that's real slow and increase flexibility. It's kind of in India they have yoga, and it'd be a similar kind of thing. You get flexible and youthful feeling and things like that. And one of the ideals is to become childlike in your body, not childish, but
oh, darn,
but childlike, which means that you're flexible and, you know, you can bend over without, you know, creaking or being, yeah, like I said, being 90 years old or 92 and being able to sit on the floor and get up.
Well, he's so, a living, yeah, testament, isn't he, to the beauty of the work. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Hi, this is Sheriff Basanko of the Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County. For the past 4 years, the Youth Violence Prevention Council has directed Youth Peer Court. This voluntary program offers young offenders the chance to make up for their mistakes and get a fresh start. This is a real court of youth attorneys and juries presided over by a sitting judge. This program also offers great experience for students interested in a career in the legal field. For more information, visit us on the web at yvpc.org. Youth Violence Prevention Council, promoting a safe and healthy community.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Well, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. If you're just tuning in right now for the first time, we have Michael Chytowski, Redding's acupuncturist and owner of East Earth Tradewinds over on Hartnell. And he's sharing a class that's going to be held this upcoming weekend. So basically next weekend.
June 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Yes. And it's a Qigong class.
Yes.
Okay. And so for people just driving by, they're just getting in their car, kind of update them a little bit as to what's going to happen.
Okay. So we're going to have an exercise. I'm not teaching it. I'm just kind of helping promote it because I've been to these classes before. The teacher is Sifu Sher Lu. Once again, Sifu means teacher. It's a Chinese Cantonese word for teacher. And he's going to be teaching the class in Qigong, which is a series of breathing exercises. And it's a very slow, passive exercise. People, you don't have to be in shape to do this. In fact, if you're out of shape, it's probably a good thing to start with because basically you're going to stand and maybe bend your knees a little bit, move your arms, concentrate on breathing. He'll explain that. Or sometimes people who can't stand, they can sit and do this. So it's easy. If you were in a wheelchair, you could still do this. you know, or maybe even in bedridden, you could do this. But it's very simple, and it has to do with incorporating a rhythmic breathing in your body.
And these are very slow movements, no jerking, no Americana-type pounding. You know, yes. It's just all very slow, rhythmic, nice movements, right?
Yeah, basically kind of a Tai Chi. And I think people have seen Tai Chi, at least on commercials and things like that, people moving slowly and rhythmically, kind of like that. Another way to describe it is like a standing yoga. But this is a little bit more stationary than Tai Chi. I mean, you could practice this in the corner of your room, and you really don't need just maybe about 3 square feet of space to do this. Like I said, you could be sitting at a table. We could be doing that here, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
We have enough room in this.
Maybe we are. Yeah. Maybe we're doing it right now. The listeners won't know. Well, I was reminding you at the break that I actually took this class. You were there. It was about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And, it was fabulous. 2 days. And, I mean, it was very doable. And, yes, I mean, just the focus and you definitely feel your body. I don't know. I felt like I was healing. You know, I could feel energy moving around in my system. I slept really deep and hard both nights after class. And I also felt like I kind of learned how to do it. You know, like, I mean, it wasn't something where at the end of the weekend I thought, well, that was too hard to ever do again.
Yeah. And they give you instructions too, some written instructions.
Yeah, I had a booklet.
So you can follow along and kind of remember that. And then, you know, you meet people there, of course, and talk to them, and some people want to continue. But
yeah, and that was the other thing, that the groups of people branched off and got together and continued the moves. So that was nice support. And so I liked the camaraderie. I liked the fact that it was anybody can do it. You can, and it was really sort of building your inner energy, and you could feel it. I don't know, I felt like my immune system was tougher by the end.
Yeah, it'll help you. One thing I'd like to say, it was 12 years ago, and I think it was before Sifu Liu turned 80. And I think soon after that, he had his 80th birthday. And while I didn't attend that party, I heard it was like virtual who's who of the martial art world came to honor him. And so it was quite an impressive thing. But he's, like I said, he's well-known. He's well-respected. He's also, along the Taoist lines, he doesn't really advertise himself too much. I mean, there's a lot of people who are just like, oh, I'm the greatest, and this is, you know, the best, and sign up now for this program. He's not like that. Very, very low key, which to me,
he was not a self promoter.
To me, it has a little bit more authenticity if somebody is not like trying to sell you a program. But this is, you know, if you're there, he's going to teach you, and he's going to teach you the, like I said, the real thing, and you're going to have something that will carry through life.
Oh, definitely. Now, what's the cost of this?
It's $200.
Okay.
It's 2 days, and it's 4 hours each day. It's going to start from 10 in the morning till noon, and then there's a two-hour lunch break, and then you come back from 2 to 4. So while it might seem expensive, once again, he has over 70 years' experience. You're not going to find anybody like that anywhere in the United States who has that much experience who can teach you, and with a history of his of knowing that.
Oh, absolutely. And then I'm trying to think of how many people you can really fit into Tobacco and Brew. Probably at least 20, right, or more?
I think the room will hold more. I think it holds about 40. I think they're going to limit the class size to about 35 people, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if this is interesting to you, let's give some phone numbers again, because people are going to want to know how to get in touch.
Yeah, once again, you need to contact John or Janet Price, and John's cell phone is 524-6942. That's 524-6942. Or you can come to my store at East Earth Trade Winds. I have some flyers for this seminar that's coming up, and you can pick that up.
And give those hours again, because you could still do other things with your day if you were needing to do something by 5 p.m. or, you know.
Yeah, on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
it's going to be basically from 10 to 4 with a two-hour break for lunch.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's time for us to take a quick break here. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to Positively Healthy on KCNR. Thanks.
Beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Yeah. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just
oh, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to our show, Positively Healthy, and we want you feeling groovy, you know, which is why we have that theme song. In the studio, we have Michael Chytowski, herbalist, acupuncturist, owner of East Earth Tradewinds. He came in promoting this fabulous seminar this weekend, but, you know, I want him to talk a little bit about the herbs at your store. There are a few things you have. I always like to try to promote something different that you do over there that is outstanding. And, you know, our producer who we have today, Eric Lancaster, Eric, is here.
Good morning.
And, you know, one time when you were on, Michael, you gave Eric, who, you know, while you were describing the benefits of one of the liniments, all Eric did was moan about how every part of his body yeah. hurts. And that was his way of begging for you to give him the product when you left. And you did, because, you know, basically no choice.
I think I took my wallet out at one point and was, well, hey, what do you take, cash, credit, check? So
I know. So after he embarrassed himself, you know, and you finally had to give away your products to him, he put them to good use and he tried them. So, Eric, what did you find?
Working in the yard, doing martial arts, you wind up being a little sore. So I sprayed some on my neck and on my low back. And, you know, like the next day, did a little more. And the pain went away. It felt really good. The real test was in a martial arts class. I got kneed in the thigh by a young kid who had no control. And normally that would have been a kneecap-shaped bruise on my thigh. Real sore, real tender. I went home that night, shot it a couple times with Zengu Shui. Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night. By Friday morning, I noticed that I didn't have that big, ugly, nasty bruise on there. And by Saturday morning, no pain. It was gone. And normally I'd have a bruise like that that would last for weeks. It would turn black, blue, yellow, green, and start running down my leg. But at that point, you know, anybody, you got a little ache or pain, a little strain or something like that, you run down and get some of this stuff, spray it on. It feels nice and warm when you first put it on. And then after that, it feels good. I don't know what's in it. I tried to read it, but I don't read Chinese. It's got a little pamphlet in there. And some of the roots and stuff, I don't know what they are, but I do say that it works.
Yeah, what's amazing about it too, and I've used this before myself, is I find that if I have a bruise, I'll heal in about one-third the time. A bruise that might normally last about 10 days is gone in about 3. And it is amazing. And it's a topical application. You don't take it. I mean, anybody can use this. It's just basically you have
spray it on.
Yeah, you have a bruise or you have a sprain or you pull you're out gardening, the sun's out and you're gardening and you're
over-gardening.
Over-gardening. Yeah, you strain your back, you put it on, spray it on a couple times a day, maybe 2 or 3 times a day, and you heal very, very quickly. So it's a very safe formula. It's basically an OTC, over-the-counter remedy, herbal remedy. But once again, it's for external use only, so anybody can use it.
Does it help sunburn? Or?
Not so much.
I don't know why I threw that out there. Thinking of all the things. Sounds like it could do everything.
We do have a salve that's good for burns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's called Qingwang Heng. And that's very good for burns. And I've heard people who've used that burn themselves and responded really well to that. So we do have other things. We have a lot of different.
Now tell us about the arthritis.
So we have one. It's called Tung Shui. It's an internal remedy, which means you take a capsule, basically a capsule or tablet. But it's good for joint pain. And a lot of people have chronic aches and pains, arthritic-like symptoms. And it's kind of a natural anti-inflammatory. So that works real good. It has the main ingredient is curcuma, which has been written up a lot in medical journals. And
that's something they would start taking a couple and then stay on that for quite a while and just start watching their aches and pains leave.
Or take it as needed. In some cases, Eric could have taken that also, like along with the Zengu Shui.
Okay.
But he might just need it for a day or two and that's it. So some people who have like chronic arthritis might need it all the time at a low dose. Some people... take it occasionally, but it's, like I said, it's a natural anti-inflammatory.
Well, you know what? I can tell we're going to need to have you back on to talk about more of these remedies. You just, you know, there's so many down at your store, and we need to teach people about them. So hopefully you can come on here in the next month or so and share more of these insights into kind of doing a little bit of a East meets West for us, you know?
It would be my pleasure to do
good.
That.
Oh, good. All right. Well, okay, Redding, go tackle the day. It's beautiful out there, and watch out for poison oak. It's coming after you. All right, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Clearly, News Talk Radio.